Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 13:34, Jesus said, a new suggestion. Huh? New recommendation. What? What is a commandment? Now, in some modern translations, you'll see numerous places where it'll say, try to do this or do your best to do this. This is bad translation. It's paraphrase. It's not translation. The Lord never told you ever to try anything. That would imply one of two things. Either He didn't know if you could do it or not, or maybe you could, maybe you couldn't. You might not be able to do it. Does He know whether you could do it or not?
Yes.
Then He never tells you to try something, or He never tells you to do your best. He tells you, do this. This is the commandment. The New Testament commandment. This is so much of what it means to be a real Christian.
Amen.
Yep.
This is fulfilling the law of Christ.
Amen.
What did Christ do? What is the law of Christ? Bear one another's burdens. That's the law of Christ. And so fulfill the law of Christ. Then He tells us, this is the new commandment I'm giving you. Commandment. He commanded us to do it. He commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. This word as means, the NAS says, even as. The Complete Jewish Bible says, in the same way that I have loved you. The Complete English Version says, just as I loved you. The commandment is for me to love you exactly like He has and does love me. And only when I am believing in Him and doing that, am I representing Him. Am I being a real Christian?
That's right.
Are y'all with me, friends?
Yeah.
Couldn't He have commanded us with a huge list of do's and don'ts?
Yep. Yeah.
How to be holy?
Yeah.
What's a sin? What's not a sin? He could have given us all kinds of things. The law was given in that regard. And the Bible says, for the believer, if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. We got the author of the Bible inside us to help us to see what's right and wrong and holy and not holy every day and every night. But what is the overriding commandment of the new covenant? What is the biggest thing of all? That if anything and everything Jesus could have told us and said to us, this is the one thing that He commanded us to do. Love each other how? Just like, even as, in the same way, He has loved us.
Amen.
John 15 said it again, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13 gives us insight into how He has loved us. If I'm going to love you the way He has loved me, I have to know how He has loved me.
Yes.
Elsewise, how am I going to love you as He loves me? And I have to know how He loves me. How He has, how He does. How has He loved me? Let me back up. Does He love you?
Yes.
Does He? Are you sure?
Yes.
How has He loved you? How has He loved you? Whew, are you beginning to see why I said this is big? Is this big? Let me give you two big things. Stay right where you are there in John. Two big things, how he has loved us. Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. Originally, you did not choose him. He chose you. He loved you before you were born. He knew you before your mother's womb. And chose to love you before you did anything, good or bad or indifferent.
Amen.
He's not trying to love you. He has chosen to love you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say it out loud. He loves me.
He loves me.
With an everlasting love.
With an everlasting love.
Something he chose to do. Not based on your performance. He knew you before you were born. Knew who you'd be, what you'd do, and what you wouldn't do. And even while you were floundering around and messing up and had not responded to 35 altar calls and wouldn't go to church and wouldn't do anything else, he already saw the end from the beginning, and he knew that at one point you would say yes to him and you would love him. Hallelujah. And he chose you before all that and has loved you with an everlasting love. That's how he loves you. Say it again. He loves me.
He loves me.
With an everlasting love.
With an everlasting love.
That's longer than the sun will shine. Right? Secondly, Isaiah 43:4. He said, since you were precious in my sight, you've been honorable. That means valuable. I have loved you. Therefore, will I give men for you. And people, in other words, I'll give people for your life. What kind of love is this? It's an everlasting love, and it is a self-sacrificial love. He said, I will appoint men in your stead, the Young's Literal says. John 15:12, this is my commandment, Jesus said, that you do what?
Love one another.
Love one another. The word love, and this is no accident, God is love.
Yes, he is.
And love is, real love is so amazing, so vast, so powerful, so great, that the enemy has sought to distort it, to pervert it, to confuse people about it.
Yep.
And all kind of stuff is called love. That's got nothing to do with love. And there's all this distortion. But we need to let God renew our mind to who love is and what love is. It is so holy. It is so pure. It is so powerful. It is so wonderful. There's nothing bigger and greater than love, because God is love. Come on, can you see this? I'm talking about real love. Not what people call love. Not the confusion of the world over love. That you love one another, how? As. And again, there are specific words in the Greek that deal with this, even as, just like, in the same way as I've loved you. Verse 13, greater love has no man than this. What is the greatest love there is? Nobody can have any greater love than this. What? That a man lay down his life for his friends. What kind of love has Jesus loved us with? An everlasting love. And what else? A self-sacrificial love. This is the law of Christ. And then what did he do? He turned around and commanded you. Is that right? And me. To love other people just like he has loved us, which means I'm to love you with an everlasting love. And I am to love you with what? A self-sacrificial love. And if you think, well, how can you do that? That's God loves like that. You're right. It was impossible for you to do it and me to do it until we were born again. I said, until we were born again, at which time Romans 5:5 tells us that the love of God, His love, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody said out loud, His love
is in me.
I didn't give it to myself. He gave it to me. He put it in me when He made me His child. I'm His child. I'm born of Him, which means if I'm born of Him, I have His DNA. I have His nature. Well, what is He? He's love. What am I? I'm a love child of a love God. And as He is, so are we in this world. What are we in this world? Love. If I'm not love, if I'm not being love, I'm not being Him. I'm not being a Christian. Religion has developed all this stuff of what it means to be a Christian. And the enemy has so subtly led folks away from the big thing it means to be a Christian. In all these do's and don'ts and this and that and experiences and positions of doctrine. It all comes right down to this. If you are a Christian, you are one like the Christ,
yes.
Born of Him,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
with His nature,
yes.
And the ability and the desire to love others just like, even as, in the same way,
Hallelujah.
He has and does love me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.